I can hear.
Yeah. KC2JNG, I copy. N2IDU.
Pretty good. How's my signal coming over?
A lot of static and breaking up. Oh, or something?
Apparently I'm outside here.
Oh, you said you were outside. All right. You were using the field. I didn't get any of that. I'm wondering, those batteries are pretty old by now. I'm wondering if they're fully charged. Did you charge them up recently, over and over?
They're old batteries. Right now, just using the NiCad.
Well, I heard something about a backpack, and you broke up, and I didn't get much more of that. So you think you might have found the problem. I think you heard you say that. N2IDU, over, over.
That's this thing on the track. Yeah, while I'm transmitting.
I'm sorry. I'm just getting very little of that. You're way down in the... in the popcorn, though. It's hard to pull it out. Over.
I'm going to try to put this thing on the charger while I'm talking to you. We'll see if that improves anything.
Yeah, it sure did, but it's feeding back your voice somehow. I don't know what it's doing, but it I heard you real loud and clear that time.
Yeah, KC2JNG. I'm using the Echolink right now. Because you can't hear me through the radio. I'm not getting a low battery warning or anything, but I suspect maybe it's not outputting enough power. Not sure exactly.
Okay, hearing you perfectly. And Miguel should be getting on pretty soon. Did you text him to see if he was still around, or what is he doing, or did he faint? Over.
N2IDU, KC2JNG, this is, how are you guys doing? I was hanging out, KD2PQA, just got on the Echo Link here, can you guys hear me loud and clear?
Okay, very good, Mike, it's very loud. At first I thought you were Dorian, you sort of sound like him. How are you copying me, over? Guess he dropped out, can you hear him, Dorian? Yeah, Dorian, you copying me at all?
W4NYK to Charles, K2PQA, just listening in. N2IDU, KC2JNJ, are you still here?
What are you, over?
I don't know. I lost audio for some reason through the iPad. I'm not sure why, but I just switched over to the laptop and through later.
Okay, I don't know what happened to Dorian. well, we'll wait and see. How are you hearing me, okay?
Yeah, N2IDU, I hear you loud and clear. No issues, no delays or anything like that. Sounds really clear, crisp and clean. Might be a weather factor. I know we had linemen out yesterday. Julie woke me up in the middle of the night, and she said there's a bunch of people in the backyard, and they were linemen for the internet service provider here, Spectrum, and they were working on the pole out there, so the weather must have been, you know, pretty bad and windy, and they had an issue. So all seems well on my end, but you sound loud and clear. KC2JNG, are you still there?
JNG here. Hear you loud and clear there, Mike, KD2PQA. I connected to this car charger that I have for the Kenwood. How do I sound now? Any better?
I hear you loud and clear. You know, minus a little bit of distortion and stuff like that, but that's to be expected from the Handy T over to the repeater there. But you sound clear, and everything sounds pretty easily understood. So, sounds like you're. How's the weather down there? You got any bad weather?
Well, yeah, a big cloud cover. Now it's real dark and gray, and it looked like there was a little bit of maybe car coming over the mountains here from the, you know, going from west to east. So it looks like it actually might snow a little bit. It feels like it too.
Nice. That sounds fun. We got a little snow today over here in cold Rochester. We were in the 9s and 10s, even down to the 7s at night. It's been very cold. We got some snow today, big fluffy flakes, and I just cleaned the driveway off. And how's it up your way, N2IDU?
The storm wasn't all that remarkable. Maybe we got 3 to 5 inches, mostly because the 5 inches was wind-driven in the driveway in some spots. So wasn't a problem. Got the car out, cleaned it off, and went and did errands yesterday. So it's all fine. It's been very cold. I don't know what it is right now because I don't have a thermometer down here to tell you. It's going to take a guess. It's something around maybe 12 degrees here in Vermont. Over.
Yeah, the storm here, very similar. It was very underwhelming. A lot of wind that blew in, and it was kind of a mega storm, too. And you looked at it on the next ride. It's moving across the country. It had a pretty big swath of the country from upper parts of Nova Scotia all the way down to Bahamian Islands, which is kind of crazy, but it really didn't give us a lot of snow. Buffalo got a lot. I know the stadium was filled, and they were posting videos and stuff to people in the stadium. And it was pretty crazy, but they typically get a lot more snowfall than we do. But it's, like I said, it's still coming down now. It's kind of like light, fluffy snow. And I hopefully it's not too bad by the morning, but tomorrow's, what, Friday. So we'll hopefully have a nice sunny Friday, but I think it's going to be cold. KC2, JNG, are you still there?
Yeah, I guess we're in the grips of winter here, but otherwise it hasn't been too bad down here.
Okay. Well, I'm copying you, Mike, very well. No breakups at all. Dorian, once in a while, you cut out totally, but you come back and you're, you know, Q5, no problem. And you'll get things rearranged around there. not bad. Interesting, a three-way like that. Vermont, South Carolina, and New York. Very good. Over.
N2IDU. Sound good. Yeah, these things are a lot of fun. I like how a lot of these computers are connected with the Echolink system. That really kind of brings the country closer to too bad you don't have I think Mike has that. But I'm surprised there's only one Echolink that I know about, the one we're on now, but nice to work with this technology. A lot of fun.
Now, real quick, are you using the HT right now and you're outside? How are you running it? I guess on the charger, is that what you're doing and running the HT?
Copy that, yeah. I have it connected directly to the power socket here in the car. It seems to be working. I think the batteries are not good anymore. Back in late 90s. I understand they sell lithium ones now, so I might get one or two of those.
Yeah, and you could get yourself a Slim Jim, hang it up from a tree branch, and I would improve everything. Now, you know, the rubber ducks, kind of like miserable, but, you know, you could do a lot better with a better antenna there. Maybe a little longer feed line to get it up there. So how are you copying Mike at the moment there, Dory? Mike, KD2 PQA from N2IDU.
Audio is really good on my end from both of you guys, N2IDU, it's KD2 PQA. It's Dorian's a little broken up here and there, but he's coming in and I can figure out his audio there. It doesn't sound too bad. I actually my antenna arrived today, the Slim Jim. I'm just waiting on the feed line. That should, I think that's coming tomorrow. So I'll be able to do some testing on that as well for my handy TV, see if that gives a little bit more range. Kind of excited to do that. So thanks again for sending that over, Dad. I appreciate that. And looking forward to testing that out. Should be a lot of fun. K2PQA.
Hold on. I'm glad it, real quick, what no, I mean, feed line, what, you know, 9913.
The nomenclature on the radio was an SMA, which is, it's a little odd because the bow thing has, if you take the antenna off, it has a male connector on it, which is not normally how they do it. Typically, most antennas have a, you know, a male connector that you screw on, but that one for some reason has male, so it took me a little bit to figure it out. I've got it sorted out, I hope, and then I'll be able to test that. But on the other side, it's an SPO. And don't quote me on this. I want to say it's 190 or 290, I think it was, that connects to the feed line. So I had reached out to the guy who was selling the antennas to try to get a clear indication of what they were actually, you know, using on his, and so I had the right fittings on either end of the feed line. But I think I got it correct, so you know, hopefully it'll go well. But K2PQA.
Okay. Well, I think I need to rephrase the question. Okay, I got a, you know, the connectors and the adapters part, but the feed light itself, what type of coax is it? What is the number on that? Over.
That is a RG58. Sorry, that took me a second to look that up into IDU. It's an RG58 with PL259 UHF male to SMA female coax RF cable.
Hey, good, good. Sounds like I just didn't know how long a piece you got, but you might want to mention that. So I'm going to hand it over to Dorian and see if he's copied all that stuff. All that technical stuff, Dorian. KC2JNG with KD2PQA and 2IDU in Old Shincracker, Vermont.
Copy that, KC2JNG. I think this radio, this external antenna is using the RG360. That's real low loss, but it's one of the better quality grade antennas. I think it's about 6 feet long or so, but BNC connection on the handy T. Over.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all right, guys. I don't want to tie up this repeater too long, so I think I'm going to say my adios and 73s to you guys. It's great. Thanks for taking the time to all get together and do this QSO. It was very successful, and it was good to talk to you guys. Really good. So I'm going to pass it over to Mike, and Mike, you can tie the ribbons on it, and we'll have to try for another day. And thanks to the owners of the repeater for letting us use it. This is N2IDU.
Thank you, N2IDU, and 73 to you as well. And appreciate the repeater over there at W4NYK. Thanks, Dave, for the repeater. We appreciate it. It's nice to make connections to yourselves over EchoLink here when we're all across the country. And I will say the same, 73 to you guys, and KC2JNG and 2IDU. You guys have a great night. I'll turn it over to Dorian here.
You guys have a good night, N2IDU, KC2, KD2PQA. And thanks again, repeater network operator there, W4NYK, Dave, W4DJW. And you guys have a good night. KC2JNG out.